Good morning, everybody. Today I'd like to start the next siman from Kuftzari Ches, which is a siman of Chatzitza. Again, this is dealing with someone going to the woman, going to the mikveh. We'll go through a lot of makaris. I don't know if we'll have to see everything inside or in detail, but just to familiarize you with what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. But first, by way of the kind of introduction, so let's begin from the beginning. If you look in Parshas Emor, in the first source, Vayikra Parakov Beis, Pasuk Dalad, Ish Ish Mizera Aaron, talking about a Kohen. Okay, who Toru Ozov, he has a certain, he has a discharge, so he's a Zov, so he's Tomei. The Kodshim Lo Yochel, he's not allowed to eat the Kodshim, Adashay Yitor, until he becomes Tor. And Vahanogeh B'chol Tomei Nefesh, Oish Hashem is a Shuk Mizera. Other types of Tumah also have the same result. Any type of tumah, all these different types of tumah. So it says, "Nefesh shetigav of a tamad arv." Pasuk vav, lo yochal min hakadoshim kim rochatz b'soro b'amoy. The Torah, with regards to kohen, says explicitly that we see from there that in order to become tohar again and resume being able to eat kodshim and so on, the Kohen who was Tamei, who had whatever types of Tumah, has to go to the mikveh, and rochatz b'sarah b'mayim, so immerse his body in water. And then it says, uvo ha-shemesh v'tohir, then he has to wait for the sun to set, the end of the day, sunset, that's the sugya of the very beginning of brachas, right, uvo ha-shemesh v'tohir, v'achar yocham ne'kadoshim kilachu, then he can eat meat from kodshim and so on. So that's regarding a Kohen. So the Sifra, the Brisa and the Taurus Kohen, the Sifra, they're in Parshas Emor. Parsha Dal, the beginning of Perik Dal, of Zion, at Ki Rochatz Besoro Bamoyim, Yochol Yehei Marchitz Ever Ever. I might have thought, well, as long as I wash in water, I can wash limb by limb. So Talmud Lomar, there's an equation drawn between the end of Pasuk Vav, Ki Rochatz Besoro Bamoyim, and the beginning of Pasuk Zion, Vashem Shetoher. So Talmud Lomar, Shem Shetoher, Ma Bias Shem Shokulam Keachas, Apamayim Kulam Keachas. Okay, just like the sun sets, you know, the sun's motion to set is all at once. One part of the sun sets first and a different part of the sun sets afterward. The sun sets as one unit. So just like the sun sets at once, it's the whole sun, so too, tevila in the water has to also be cool on kachas. That's the Brisa and the Bala Nefesh, the Raivid, in the beginning of Shahar Tevila, the Siman Aleph writes, Tani B'Sifra, Kim Rochatz Orban Moshan Shetoher, that's the Pesukim, Psukim, Ma'bi Yashim Shukun Kachas, Afri Tzosim Kun Kachas, Pirish, Shlo Yirchatz L'Chatzoyim. You have to be totally immersed in the mikveh all at once. You can't put half your body in now and then afterwards the other half of the body, or, you know, put this arm in and that arm in, even if you end up getting everything in, but it has to be in one shot. So Yirchatz L'Chatzoyim. So passing to the Raivid and the Rashbo as well, the Baisar, Baizayin, Shar Zayin, regarding now Nida, okay, source four, Kishi Tovelas, Eina Tovelas, Eva, Eber, Eber, Ela Kol Gufa Basachas. That we learn from the Din by Kohen that it applies to all people who are becoming Tahar. It has to be Kol Gufa Ka'achas, Tachsiv Ki Rochat Ramayim, Vashon Tahar, V'tanim Sifra, Ma'bi Yashim Shokul Ka'achas, Avchitza Kol Ka'achas. Again, Rashbo quotes the same Bryson in the Sifra. And the Rosh, here in the back of it, says, Nidah Hilchas Mikvah Simen Chavtes. He writes in the first word there, Utsricha Shetipol Kol Gufa V'Vas'achas, V'lo Eber Eber, Kedarshinan, and he quotes the same Midrasha. And finally, the Rambam, Hilchas Mikvos, Parak Aleph Aleph Zayin, Sur 6, Kol HaTovel Tzorach Shetipol Kol Gufo, Kishu Orem, and V'Vas'achas. So two things really, the Rambam, there's really two things. You have to immerse your entire body. That's number one. Because I might have thought if I became Tamei by touching something, so maybe I can just immerse my hand in the mikveh. That's all it became Tamei. No, you have to watch Kol Gufo, Kishom Vasachas, and Vasachas all at once. You have a bal sear, if you have a lot of hair. So Yatul Kol Sear Osho, Harika Gufo, didn't touch. This hair is part of your body. So especially a woman, you know, so have long hair, you have to make sure all the hair goes under the water as well. So they all say, the one woman goes to the mikveh, everyone agrees, she has to put her entire body in at once. Okay, so that's clear. But now we come to one of the major issues regarding chatzitzas, and that is as follows. Back in Parshas Metzora, the Parshas Shavuot this week, right? So Parshas Metzora, Vayikra Parak Tzav Pasuk Tzayim. There, the Torah has the expression of Ishki Seitzem and Shichva Zera, right? The Valkyrie, it's all right there. It says Varachatz Bamayim as kol besoro. Emphasis on the word kol. If you look back, the pasuk in Emor, okay, back in source one, it's a later pasuk, Varachav base pasuk vav. It says Kimrochatz besoro Bamayim. Right, you have to immerse your flesh, your body. Here it has the word kol besoro. Kol besoro means that there should not be anything interpolated in between any part of your body and the water. That's a simple reading as kol besoro Bamayim. You know, where we already learned from the pasuk in Parshas Emor that you have to go entirely into the water all at once. Now it's saying kol besoro, your entire body has to be able to be get wet, has to be able to expose to the water. Okay, so there's a famous statement of Chazal. It appears in a number of places. I quoted from Erevin. I think that's the first place in Sukkah also. A few years ago, I don't know if you were here in the Shigal in Sukkah. A few years ago, some of the Sukkahs. It's around Daf Hey Daf Vav, but it's in Erevin also. Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. There, it's source number 8, the Gemara says, Amar Mechibar Ashi Amarab, Shi'urin Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, Alachal Moshmi Sinai. Right, there are certain dinim which are in the category of Alachal Moshmi Sinai. It's part of our Torah Shabbat Peh. It's never explicitly mentioned in the Chumash. Okay, so among the dinim are Shi'urin Chatzitzin, Umechitzin. They're always lumped together, those three. Okay, what does Shi'urin mean? Rashi, they're in Erevin, Dal and Alf explains. Shi'urin, Shenosnu Chachamim L'chol Dabar, to go, kezayis dam chela pigmonos, right? That certain isurim, in order to violate the isur of eating, you have to eat as a kezayis. Kezayis min amesha mitama ba'ol, kosevis im kippur, whatever. There are many other examples of shar shurim before shalom one. Other shurim, how do we know it's this amount? Allah ha'mash mitzinai. Chatzitzin, says Rashi there in source 8, chatzitzin, chatzitza haposelas betvila. The idea that a chatzitza, some kind of interruption, between the body and the water will passel, will disqualify the tefillah. How do we know that? It doesn't say. The answer is that it's a halacha mashmi sinai. Mechitzim, the height of mechitza, hilchos mechitza, I'm not talking about a mechitza for separating men and women in shul, I'm talking about a mechitza for sukkah purposes, for erevin purposes, it's all what's called a mechitza. So minimum height is 10 foot. Fine. All the other dinim, you know, all the category of Chumash Sinai. Good. That's the opening statement of the Gemara. On Amud Bey, the Amud Bey is the Gemara asks in Source 10, what do you mean Chatzitzin is Allah Chumash Sinai? Chatzitzin Daraisin Ninu. Source 10, right? Chatzitzin Daraisin Ninu. Dichsev, Arachat, as called Besoro, right? That's the correct text in Source 10. That's the Pasuk in Mitzora. Back in source 7, right? You can park, that's what Pasuk design. Barachat Mamayim is kol besoro. And that's a drosha. Kol besoro means the entire body, which we interpret to mean shaloye dover chotzeitz bein besoro lamayim. Okay, so what's going on? Okay, and that's mean b'mei mikveh. And the Gemara explains each phrase. Mamayim b'mei mikveh. Kol besoro, mayim shakol gufo olabahen. Has to be enough water that your entire body can go in at once. And kamahein, how much is that? Amal, Amal, Barum, Shalosh, Amos, right? And Amal, and Amal, with the height of three Amos, right? Amal, what? Amal, the length, and, three Amos high. So, Shira Chamevik, Arboim, Saw, that comes out to 40 Saw, fine. Okay, so, I have to look in Rashi, I'm sorry, to the next page, but, 11, B'mayim, B'mei, Mikvah, Mukhanosim, Asher, Afagav, the Lav Chaim, the Loksim Chaim. You know, sometimes we find the Torah uses expression, Mayim Chaim. Right. Mayim Chaim, aside from being a type of soda, is also, in the Torah, Mayim Chaim is, it means, an underground spring. It's what's called a Mayon. Okay. Mayim Mayon, as opposed to Mayim Mikveh. Okay. Mikveh is the water that's gathered into a place. We cover our Mayim gathered. That's what the Mikveh means. As opposed to Mayim Chaim, which means an alive spring, an underwater spring. Anyway, so for certain purposes, Mayim is enough. You don't need Mayim Chaim. Right? That's over here. Anyway, what is Kol Besoro? So the second Rashi. Kol besoro, mashma kol besoro keachad. Okay, so that would seem to imply that you're not allowed to have any type of chatzitza. That's what the Gemara wonders. Okay, so what do you need? What do you mean? It's halacha moshmi sinai. It's part of the din of rachatz b'mayim. It's kol besoro. I am sure kol guf olah and imply no hemp, no interruption. Says the Gemara there in the third line of 10. It's Arab and dollar based. No, it's rechilchasa l'saro. You're right. Halacha Moshmi Sinai, though, is needed to tell you that it's that a chatzitza is a problem by your hair also. Because the pasuk only says, Barachat Mamam es kol besoro. So the flesh, I might have thought the hair is different. So for the hair, that's what Rashi, that's the Gemara says at this point. Look at the Rashi again, it's on the next page, I'm sorry. But it's Rashi says kol basar mashal kol basar keichad no chatzitza l'saro shatiposel bo chatzitza. That's what we need the halacha of Shmini Sinai for, to tell us that it applies to hair also. Okay, the dinim of chatzitza apply to the hair also, because the pasuk already mentioned basaro. Nima achas kashura chatzitza. One of the strands of hair is tangled. You know, it's knotted. It doesn't happen those too often, but the girls with long hair, sometimes the hair gets knotted when they comb it or whatever. So one hair that's knotted is a chatzitza. Shalosh ain't a chatzitza. Okay, three, as many as three is not. Rashi explains, then you look at the Rashi. Okay, Rashi says, the kedraba the amar rabba chatzitza poselas b'seir. So nema achas kashnima nima achas kashar chatzitza. The matzil aduka shabri in a mind the pasul mishmekesher. It can be tied very tight, so that knot is so tight that water, that the part where the knot is never going to hit the water. No water is going to touch it so tight that the water won't penetrate. Okay, but as many as three, so it's not that tight. But the more things you, the thicker whatever you're tying is, the less tight the knot's going to be. Right, so water can get in. And there's a question about two. Okay, nima achas tur chotetz shalshen v'dos time any of them. But anyway, bottom line, whatever the conclusion there is, clearly, as Rashi explains, that the teaching of Rabbah, the chatzitza is a psul. By Seir also, that's halacha Shmini Sinai. Okay? That's halacha Shmini Sinai. So, the Gemara asks, one second, Saronami Daraisa. You don't need halacha Shmini Sinai for that either. Why? The Tanya Barachat S called Besaro, S Hatafel Besaro, because that was Seir. A lot of times we have the word S comes to be marbe, something we, you know, kabed S, whatever. We have many types of drushes, you know, S, whatever. A lot of times the word S comes to be marbe, something which is similar but tofel, right? So here we have a teaching in the Braisa, the Sanya, Rachat S, Kobzor, so we don't need the halacha Mishmishina for Seir either. So what do we mean when the Gemara says that Chatzitzin, as Rashi said, Chatzitzin posel shutzila? What do we need halacha Mishmini Sinai for? It's all learned from Torah Shabbat Peh, and from the pasuk. You don't need halacha Mishmini Sinai. Okay. So the Gemara said no. Ki asa hilchasa lerubo ulamiyuto. Okay. Ulamakbid v'she'ein makbid. This is where the fun starts in terms of tefila. Okay. We need halacha Mishmini Sinai. Teaches. If I have a little speck, a little piece of dirt on one part of my body, the overwhelming majority of my body is completely free of any type of spots. And this has a speck. Okay, that's rubo lemuto. Or lemakbid, which ain't a makbid. Okay, there's something on me I don't care about. I had something sometimes small you do care about. Okay, the Yitzchak. The Amr Yitzchak, the Bar Torah, according to the Torah, okay, that's halacha Mishmini Sinai. Rubo umakbid olav chotzitz. Okay, now notice the word rubo umakbid. Okay, the idea of a chatzitza is that in order to qualify as a chatzitza, doraisa, dvar Torah, Rashi says dvar Torah means halacha Mishmini Sinai b'tor shabbat peh. So it's rubo, rov, rubo, and makbid olav. Okay, it's got to be both, that it's covering most of the body, and it's got to be something you don't really want there. Okay, rubo umakbid olav chotzitz. All right, so, but the she'eno makbid, okay, but if you're not makbid on it, even if it's covering most of your body, eino chotzitz. However, that's the right spot. The gozru, the chachamim, al rubo she'eno makbid, mishum rubo hamakbid. Okay, since rubo hamakbid, that's halacha Mishmini Sinai. So they made a gzera, rubo she'eno makbid, oto rubo hamakbid. So even if it's on most of the body, even if you're not makbid, it's still a problem. And also there were goes about hamiyut, al-miyuta makbid, mishum rubo hamakbid. Okay, if you are makbid on it, then even if it's on a small part, it's also a problem. Okay, so there goes in both directions. Again, halacha Mishmini Sinai is rubo. Rubo means the chatzitza appears on the majority of the body. And makbid is something people generally care to remove. So midoraisa, only a chatzitza, which is rov and makbid, is a problem. But the chamim or mesakin, that either one on its own is still a problem. Rov but not makbid, or makbid not rov. That's basically the gzera the chachamim was. Either one on its own is still a problem. Then the Gemara asks, ligzor nami amiyuto shena makbid, yishum miyuto hamakbid. or you know, Shem Rubo Shena Machmir. Now that's how you go from zero. I'm not making a zero. Okay, that's too far. You have neither roll, neither roll nor Machmir. Then they didn't go so far with the zero. Okay, that's what comes out. All right, so yeah. So chatzitza, which is not cover rov, and you're not makbid, is okay. You follow? That's an emergency. You have neither rov nor makbid. Again, according to the basic din, mikra din, halacha moshe Sinai, you need to have both, rov and makbid. Rabbanan then came along and said, as long as you have one without the other, it's also a problem. But you have neither rov nor makbid, so then the Gemara says that would be exer. Let's look at Rashi. Okay, Rashi says something interesting here. Okay, Rashi says, about I don't know, in the middle of the Rashi there 11, an Aaron dollar bays. Rubo says Rashi, Rove Se'aro. Come at the hair. Shinyeshba, the Rachotis, going Dam Yove, Shudyo, Vetit Yove, Shazet. He's got gook in his hair, or the woman has gook in the hair. Right, some of the dry blood, maybe she had a scratch, and so the blood and the cake found it. Or she was working with, cement or something like that, so she got something stuck in her hair or in other type of stuff, whatever, okay? Whatever it was that got stuck in her hair. Umakbid alav, she mitstar alichl zebarosho. So then, or the other way around, she ain't umakbid alav, then it's like gufa afagav, the habaruba lo chayit. Now, what Rashi is saying, first of all, it seems to be saying, is the whole question of rov and makbid relates to the hair. Okay, it relates to the hair, which sounds like he said doesn't apply to the body, which is strange. Okay, which is what Tosus, the other Rishonim jump on Rashi here. Okay, but Rashi is one of the hair. Now, if ain't no makbid, then it's just like the rest of the body. It's like any other part of the body. And even though maybe on the rov of the hair, it's not considered chatzitza.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
If something is rov, then aren't you automatically makbid? Because you have to be.
No, I mean, you don't care. You don't care about
it. No, you have to care because it would still be usher halacha l'moshe Mishinai.
No, we're not talking about care halachically. Would you go out like that? Would you, it's not a matter of halachically being concerned. Would you go out in the street like that? Would you be care to remove it, if not for the halacha, right? That's what means. We'll elaborate on this in a second. Okay, but anyway, that's what comes out from this. Okay, but anyway, the Rashi's point is that rov means rov seir. Okay, and you can read the Rashi's about what the Rabbanim there were and so on and so forth. They look in Tosus, there in Erev and Dalamud Beis. Tosus asks, "Divrei Dvar Torah Ulakulav, Pirish Bekunchus Bisaro Mashma Bisaro." Rashi says the discussion here is about the hair. Mashma, Aval Bisaro Afilu Miuto She'eno Machbid Chotzitz. Right, this whole discussion says Tosus, the way Rashi seems to learn, it's not really clear that Rashi meant that, but you can certainly understand that Rashi's whole discussion is about hair. But on the body, okay, this afilu miyuto she'eno makbid, anything is a chatzitza. And that's the kasha of an atam, and that doesn't make sense of an atam. Why? The parakah oral, that's gemar yivam and stuff, ayin ches and aleph aminim, nachris muberes. The sugya there is about the conversions. You have a woman who's converting. And she's pregnant. Okay, nachris muberish is gaira. The Tosa says, ein bina tzricha torach tvila. The child is considered, when he's born, is considered to have been already converted, basically with the mother. The child was in the mother's belly. Okay, so when she was tovel, so in a certain sense, the kid was tovel also. Right, so therefore, no new tvila is needed when the baby's born. All right, and as the mother's body, in effect, is not a chatzitza. That's the idea. So the mother's body is not a chatzitza. Why? Presumably because the child is not makbid, so to speak, even though it's rov, right? So the kamar ilam shun ela rubo aval kulo chotzitz. So the Gemara there discusses how could it be? Okay, what do you mean? I understand rov. Okay, maybe rov, but here it's the entire. There's no, the baby doesn't get wet at all. It's kulo, it's not just rove, but it's kulo. Okay, lo shono ela rubo, ava kulo chotzitz. So the says Tosis, if Rashi were right, the hashna adar, havala mevi, ki omar yitzak, bisaro, mi omar. The Gemara could have answered, and the Gemara should have answered, No, the whole discussion is only on hair, but not on basar. So that's one of the objections. Again, it's not, we don't have to go through a whole sugya there, all right? But that's what comes out. It doesn't work out with the Gemara there. And number two, Gemara, furthermore, oh, the parak dam chatos and morn zvachim, maisi dam shal begadu chotzeit, and tabachu enu chotzeit. Also talking about clothing, and it's not talking about the hair, okay? And also another Gemara, said the word tsar for all these reasons. Tosa disagrees with Rashi. Okay, Tosa disagrees with Rashi. And Tosa assumes that, Tosa assumes that if Rashi, again, the Gemara, clarify again, the Gemara in Yavama is discussing a pregnant woman who converts. Like I said, as long as the mother does the proper tila, the child won't need it. Okay, now this goes to the question of whether Uber Yerachim or not, and I guess it's not our sugi right now. I mean, if you hold that the fetus is simply considered an extension of the limb of the mother, then about it. Okay, but if we don't hold Uber Yerachim, the question is why doesn't the child then need Tavila? All right, so more explains because when the mother went under, so it's if the child went under the water as well. Okay, but isn't that a big chatzitza? So, so again, so the question is the baby's not really makbid. Okay, the rabbi, the baby wants the mother, so to speak. The baby wants the mother surrounding him to protect him and so on. So anyway, from that sugya, so Gemara says that baby, Gemara at the end says, Ravi says it's a normal way the baby grows. And anyway, we won't go into the whole issue now, but according to what Tosa is pointing out, that the Gemara is obviously, Nirvamas is obviously taking into account the discussion of Rov and Makbid with regard to the body. Okay, but at the end, the Gemara says, if you read further in the Gemara at the end says that there's no, this is Ravis, this is the way normal, it's not called Chatzitza because, again, I didn't quote the whole Gemara. If you want to look it up, the Gemara concludes that it's not a Chatzitza altogether because it's part, the baby needs it, it's not called a Chatzitza. Okay, the goof of the mother is considered a sort of an extension in a way of the child. It's not a chatzitza. Okay, that's how it grows. Hanu Ravi say. Okay, again, I'm not so interested in the details of the sugya there, but the main point Tosa says is the Gemara is obviously talking about Rov and Makbid with regard to the body and not with regard to the hairs. That's why Tosa thinks Rashi is wrong. Okay, the Ritva in Erevin, same sugya, Erevin Dalam, it's 13, raises some of the same problems. The Hod the Pirish Rashi, Rov, Rubo, Rov, Saro, okay, finds it difficult. Okay, and they have a question from the Goran Nizrachim and from the Goran Yevamos and so on. But at the end, so he has the same objections. We've always got the same objections that Rashi does. But, and as Rabbeinu Tam is correct, the discussion of Rov and Mu'ud applies to the whole body. Okay, but then the Ritva posits, and he writes, Chain Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Chain Ikar, he agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, but Abel Nira, look at the last two lines. Okay, Shalom Niskaben Rashi's Alacha. That's not what Rashi meant. Rashi did not mean to say it. The Ritva finds it impossible to believe that Rashi meant to say it. The whole discussion of Rov and Makbid with the hair only. That's not what Rashi meant. Ela lashminim to besaro bilvad misarin misharin barov min vein tzorach l'shar barov aguf rov aguf v'hasar v'hasar goin himself. He says, no, Rashi is trying to tell you something different. Okay, Rashi is saying, Rashi's saying that the hair can be considered separate from the body in assessing Rov and Makbid. You follow? That's what he meant. Doesn't mean it only applies to the hair as opposed to the goof. You follow? That's how the Ritva understands Rashi. Okay? And there's a machlokas, that's a machlokas shon, machlokas, the Rambam against the Gonim, or the Rabbit, okay? But let's say you have a chatzitza completely covering the woman's hair. She's wearing a bathing cap, a shower cap. Completely covering her hair. Her hair, that's robe or more. Or even if not completely, almost completely covering her hair. But in terms of the whole body, that's only a mirror, right? I mean, you assess the entire body. Okay, the rest of her body is completely open, exposed. So do we see it as though, well, most of her body is not covered by chatzitza, and therefore the tefillah is good? Or no, they're two separate entities. Okay, the robe of the body has to be exposed, and the robe of the hair has to be exposed, and therefore the tefillah wouldn't be valid. And the woman goes in with a bathing cap. Okay, we know good. You follow that? That's what the Ritva says is going on over here. Okay, and that's really machlokas. That's machlokas around the right, which we'll see. But in any event, that's the Rifa says the Rashi never meant to say that the whole discussion of Robin Machbid is limited to here alone. Okay? So that's the question of whether the Seir is part of the group or the two separate entities. All right? The Rashba in the Bayez Arf by Zion, Shar Zion. Dvar Torah 14. Dvar Torah Isha Bodekas Asu Samgula Inyesh Al Basara O Al Rosha. Okay, obviously he's holding, it's even the body, not just the hair and so on. Clearly, he holds like that. The Rashbam clearly holds that it's the body or the hair. Okay, and again, the Ritva says, even Rashi doesn't argue. But even Rashi does argue, the way Tosfos understood, Rabbeinu Tam understood Rashi as saying that the whole problem of Rabbeinu Machbid is only the hair. And therefore, he has to pack a kashas against it. The Ritva agrees. I mean, Tom's right, but he's not convinced that Rashi meant what they think. And anyway, but whatever Rashi meant, clearly, all the other Rishonim are the assumption that Rabbeinu Machbid is an issue by the body and the hair also. For example, the Rosh not here in neither, but the Rosh in Chulin, Perchesim and Tetzvah 15, 20, and Tilis Yadayim. From washing until Sedayim. Many of the same dinim of chatzitza and so on apply to until Sedayim. I take your ring off. It's the same issue. And the Rosh writes in 15, this is Chulin, Parak Chesim and Tetzvah. V'chein kalachotis betila chotis benetila. Kigon, tzosha tachas atziporin, shalokin agarabos, or botze, you have other sticky gook and so on. The problem until Sedayim also. Okay? If you have a band-aid on, right? The whole discussion, the bandage. And so on. Abu Miyutun Shayna Machbid ain't lachosh, but it's only on a small part of your hand, and you don't care, and you go out with this bandage or whatever it is, and then it ain't lachosh. That's the issue. And he said, "Vafal pisha pirish rasha mahanu dafka b'sev lo boser." Iev shalomer came kamosh rochem in a tam. The Rosh also learns like the Rebbe in a tam. That Rashi seems to understand it only by Sarah, and he said, "You can't learn like that because it's against the Gemara here and against the other place." Why? Let's take a look in the Rambam. The Rambam is Hilchos Mikvos. Okay. 16, Ram Zilchus Mikvos, Perek, Aleph, Aloha Yudbe. The Ram is Echad Adam, Oha Kalem, Lo Ye Dover Chotz, Beno Ben Amai. That's it for Fetilis Kalem also, not Chatzitza. They take off the stickers and the tags and whatever else when you're told Kalem. The Mohaya Dover Chotz, Beno Ben Amai, Pioncha, Botzek, Otik, Fuba, Kalbosar, Otar Adam, Ufakli, or is it Tommy, Kishoavala also went to you. It's still no good. Mar Torah, Mohaya Dover Chotz, Chofas, Rova Adam, or Rova Kli. Lo also on Tvila, but who she got for the love, the Rotel Haviro. Right again, Midoraisa, you need to have both, Rove and Machbid. Eno Machbid love, lo some also lave, Bain over, Bain lover, Eno Chotit. The Alpha Pisha Chof is Rubo. And same thing in reverse. You know, Haya Chof from Yuto, Eno Chotit, Alpha Shul Machbid love. But Midivari Sofrim, Shakol Dobra Chotit, Imaya Machbid love, lo also Tvila, Alpha Pisha of Yuto, Zerim Shum Rubo. Nimtzis Omer, conclusion. And the Rambam presents everything clearly. I'm reading it quickly, but if you can see it, right, a clear presentation. Nimtzis Omer Shimhoya al Bsar Ha'adam. And notice he says openly, Bsar Ha'adam. He doesn't mention Seir. Okay, al Bsar Ha'adam. O al Guf Hakli. Dovar Midvar Machotzin, could go on Botzek, Zephes, and all these, you know. Dough and tar, sticky stuff. Okay, if you don't see him, a filo tibur kardav who makbid alav, lo also lo tvila. But if him ain't a makbid alav, also lo tvila, elim kerech over rova kli a rova adam kamo shabiyar. Okay, so that's the Rambam. So clearly, again, we'll come back to that that machlokas whether hair is the way the Ritva learned Rashi. We'll come back to that, because that's on Chokas Ram and the Gonim, around the Rivan, we'll see you later. Okay. But anyway, now the question is, well, what do you mean? Maybe this is what the Ezra was thinking about also. Okay, what do you mean something which is chotzeitz? Okay. You know, does it go by, and I'm sorry, not chotzeitz, by machbid. Does it go by me personally, or is it what the world considers? You have to look at the individual. That's the next question. Okay, when we talk about Machbid, we go by what this woman is Machbid, or to go by, in general, what most people care about. So the Rashba in the Bayis HaKotzer, by Zion, Shah Zion 17, writes, Hoya Saros Rosha Kshuras Ubazu, Imen Kshuras Achas Al Achas, Neshma Harbe Kshurim, Ad She'ein Derech Ha'isha Bekah. He seems to be saying Derech Ha'isha, not her Derech, but the women in general wouldn't go out with knotted hair like that. Even though it's only on the miut, it's a few hairs, but still, we the Rabbanan, once you have a makbid, that's a problem, even if it's not a robe. So it sounds to the Rashba that hakpada is a standard. It's a standard. Like she'ain derech isha b'kach in general. Okay, it doesn't say ain derech isha zu. Ain derech isha, women don't do it. Okay, even if she, apparently even if she's not makbid. There are different types of women. Some women, you know, want to make sure the hair is properly in place. I'm going to go out to the store. Whatever, you know, people go out in funny ways. So the different people are different. Okay. All right. The Rambam, however, Hilchos Mikvos, again, Perek Beis, Halacha Tetzvav, 18. Shtei Saros HaYesha Sharkshun Kachas Kosher Echad Ein Achot Mekvishim Neshamayim Bohim V'Sara Achas Nikshon Chotzetzes V'Hu Sheyiye Makbid Aleha. She herself. She herself. Now, I would not necessarily have said, you know, I think you go, they make a machokas here. I mean, I don't know, but the Beis Yosef says it is a machokas. Okay, the Beis Yosef here by us, the beginning of Simkuf Tzariches in 19. I you could read Rashi. I mean, you can read both. It seems to me you can read both the Rashba in 17 in Taras Abayas Hakotzer and the Rambam in Perek Beis Yosef. You can read either one of them either way. It seems to me. I mean, you know, I don't think it's muchroch, but the Beis Yosef says Beis Yosef in 19. Here in the beginning of our sim, Kuf Tzariches, in Osalach, so the Beis Yosef says, with Dibre HaRambam, she can say, Yishlodah Dimash, with the Lo Tola, Hadavar, Ela, Bekpeidosa, Shalzu. The Rambam defines Makpid as Kpeidosa, Shalzu, her Kpeidah. Avalim Eina Makpedas, Af Alpi, Shederach, Shar, No Shim Lahakpid, even though other women are Makpid, Lo Chai, it's not a Chatzitza, Tebosar, Dido, Azlina. We go by her. Okay, Bain Lahak or Bain Lahak, either way, she is a Jin. And he writes, Shalom, Kedir Rashbo. So, not like the Rashbo. That's the Beis Yosef seems to say it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Okay, the Bach, though, the Bach learns around the other way. The Bach, here and again, the beginning of our Sim, Kut Tzariches, learns Gamba Dibber 20, Gamba Dibber Rambam. Ain suffic the hakazur the chihecha the root mak becholin chotz the artor bain shul of adam makbid bain shurov bnei adam makbid afal pishu who ain't no makbid. He wants to read the Rambam, and it doesn't necessarily mean her herself only, but even her herself. You know, he says bain shurov doesn't matter. Okay, hakanam yuta makbid is yarcham the gazurcham becholin gazur shemruv makbid pishu. So the Bach learns the other way. Okay, in the Rambam. Now, the Ravid mentions something else interesting, which also is relevant, okay, and that is, let's assume either way, whether it goes by the individual person, goes by women in general, how makbid is makbid? She'll never go out like that. Sometimes she will go out, you know, take out the garbage, you know, you live in an apartment complex, whatever, so the big dump is there. So she would go out, you know, I mean, that's an interesting question. So the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh here, okay, in Shara Tvila Simon Beis, Bikasha Lachute Tzemer, Chute Pishon, we're going to talk about different type of strings or strands and so on, okay. Shavarosh Yabonis Amai Chotzen Halo Mutu Shana Makbaru, Lo Makpedes Hid, Lo Tema Kol Shana Makbaru Shasa Tvila, Elim Takbid, Olof Shah Achas, Dover HaMakbaru Olofu. Maybe right now she doesn't care. Opposite of your case, Ezra. You know, she does. She right now she doesn't care, okay, but she's gonna care later on. So that's already called makbid. Or v'chein hatabas shabiyodo. Ef shal tveda b'shas halisha. There's a ring. So you know, but she's gonna take the ring off when she works with dough, right? She wears it. So that's already called. Or when she's baking, instead of when she's cooking, right? So basically, the Ravid's point is that makbid is not necessarily about what the woman cares about it right now. Okay, but if she'll eventually want to take it off, okay, if she'll eventually take it off, so then that's, that's considered a makbid. Okay, so that's an important point from the Ravid. The Rosh in Hilchos Mikvos and Simon Chof Vov, in Hilchos Mikvos 22, the Rosh says, in Tomar, Tabas Techukam, I chotz alo mutash in makbid, Pirish HaRavid, he quotes this Ravid, Tish Makbedes Lasir B'Shas Lisho, the Kesh Makbedes B'Shum Pam. Rosh says it clearly, right? I mean, he's quoting the Rav. He's not disagreeing. He's saying, "We came on the makpedes b'shum pam since there is some point that she's makpid, apal pishe in our peres b'shas trila, hamichatzitza. So Ezra, it's the opposite of what you were saying before. In other words, she's right now she's not makpid, but there are times when she's makpid. That's already called hakpada. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says here at the beginning of Sif Aleph with all this background information in mind. 23. Shemku tzarichet Sif Aleph. Tricho shetipol kol gufo b'pam achas. That's number one. Okay. We saw that. The entire body has to be immersed at once. The fichach, therefore, tzorach sholi ala shum dovar chotzeis. Okay. And he says, vafilu kol shehu im derech b'nei adam. It goes with a row of people. That's what he seems to say. And even lif amim. You see two things in that one line there in the Mechaber. See, afilu kol shehu im derech b'nei adam lif amim. As long as sometimes, once in a while, right? Like the Rebbe, with the Rosh called. Lahakpid olav, chotzeitz, afilu im eina makpedas olav atoh. Even if it's not makpid right now, but, afilu eina makpedas olav atoh. You know, she personally never makpid on it. But kevin shederach rov b'nei adam, lahakpid olav chotzeitz. Okay, so there you see him in, again, like I always say, once you see the Rishonim, you see what the Mechaber is talking about, where he's coming from, so you see how he renders the decision. Okay, so he really says that it goes by what most people. Okay, even if she's not makbid now, or even if she is, even if she's never makbid, but most people are, that'll be a problem. And then he adds, of course, bimhu chofa rov haguf, afilim ein derech b'nei adam lahakbid b'al chotzes. Of course, with rov, so then if no one's ever makbid. No one's makbid on this, but it covers most of the body. So we said before, that's part of the rabbanim. That is the ruling of the Mechaber, the Taz, in here, in the beginning of the Siman, Kuf Tzarechet 24. First of all, it just says, the Kol Guf B'Mohad Darshina Barachah Tzubo Hashem Shetaher, like the drasha we saw before. The whole body has to be at once, just like the whole sun sets at once. Okay, that drasha we had back in, where was that? Source, the Sifra, right, in Source 2, right? The Sifra and Parshat Emor. Okay, so that's what the Taz says is the Mar Mokom. And then Odin Sukkot and Bays, in Derek Ben Adam, Nira Bir, Loshna Derek Ben Adam, Hakman is Alpha Mishain, Rove Ben Adam, Hakman is the Rakat Sosom. That's a further question. They go by Rove Ben Adam, or there are other people, Vizua Isha Regila Hakman. Okay? He says, the Taz, it's an interesting question, the twist. He says, if this woman is Makpedis and most people aren't, it would still be a problem as long as there are some people. It's not an oddball. You know, it's not like something wild. Once in a while, you have people, they're mufunakim, you know, they're makpid on certain things. There's nobody. But the Taz says, no, it doesn't have to be rov b'nei adam. If she's makpid, that's the chiddush of the Taz. Hear what he's saying? He's saying, even if most people are not makpid, and if nobody's makpid on this and she is, then you could argue that we disregard her. What do we have expression? Butla daito etodas rov b'nei adam. But if rov b'nei adam are not makbid, but rak tzosim b'zua isha regila makbid, gam kein al zeh b'pam acherim rak she'achshav makbid, and so on and so forth, that will still be a chatzitza. Right? Abol emiktas b'nei adam makbidim b'zua ena makbid, it's l'olam, lo ha b'chatzitza. But if only a few people are makbid, and she never is makbid, then you don't have to worry about it. You follow? That's the Taz. The Taz will say you can take into account the mixes b'nei adam, if she's also makbid. If she's not makbid, then we're not worried about the mixes b'nei adam. That's the Taz. It's your cotton base. Okay? The Shach, 25 Shach, is a cotton olive. The Shach just adds that, he says, Kevin the Ika Zmana Zimna, the makbedes, chotel, omakbish, roe, pom, and a makbedes, as we saw before, even if she's makbid sometimes. And he writes in cotton base, the hecha, the roe, b'nei adam, ain makbid, and behi makbedes. So I'm not sure he's arguing with the, I don't think he's necessarily arguing with the Taz, because he says rope. He says, hecha the rope b'nei adam, but there are still some others. So I think he's saying, you thought he was arguing? No, I don't think so. Okay. Anyway, that's the Shach. Okay, good. One second. Yes, the discussion is at greater length. I guess I could have printed this before. It's at greater length in the Beis Yosef. Okay, the Beis Yosef writes in the Nosalos, so Tzricha Shetipol, The hecha the ruban ein maped makpidos the zu makpedes misapkeli. Okay, and he thinks that's part of machlokes the Rambam the Rashba that we saw before. Okay, to Rambam because of right Ruche Yehi Makpid that she's got to be. Okay, and he said that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. So anyway, that's we had back in we have that in 17 that Rashba right I suggested like the Beis Yosef said that's the machlokes the Rambam the Rashba. Okay. The Ramah though, one second, let's find it. The Ramah says, seems to say that perhaps even if she alone is Ramah and Darke Moshe are common to Simon Zeh, Kosabdi, Dibra Mordechai, Shekosa, Behedi, Shekotes. Here's the Mordechai. Mordechai's in Shuas, again, where he has Hilchas Mikvos in the back, Remes Tavshin, Memchaz, 28, Kosov, or Aim, Sifro, Hodetan, Adam, Adir, Machel, Vivation. Chotzin lachem ein chotzin metal hakpadu. Okay, I will eat makvid afilu lach chotzis. Okay, and the Radarke Moshe seems to say here in those bays 29, kasva shar hagol shari dur af dvarim she einam chotzim. Okay, lo titpo v'lachatfila. Because of this question, even something the Ramah adds is even something which is. It's really something different. I mean, but he's adding it. Even if something is neither rov nor makrid, which we said is not a problem for sure. Again, the halacha of Sinai is the rov and makrid. Midrabanan, one or the other is also a problem. But you have neither rov nor makrid, then you're off the hook. Then it's not a problem. I'm saying what Ramah says here, 29 in the Darkei Moshe, Ozbeis, the name of the Shari Dur is Av Dorm She'enam Chotetim. Okay, meaning it's not chotetz because it's neither rov nor makbid. Lo titpo behem lechatchil. That's funny because gzero ato dvarim shechotzim. The Gemara rejected it. Gemara said it's called gzero. It's a little unusual, but that is what the Ramon says. Okay, in other words, and he brings in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in 30 in our sif. Ramon writes lechatchil lo titpo afilu dvarim sheinam chotzim. Gzero ato dvarim chotzim. Okay, that's the Ramah. So it's just, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know. The Gemara seemed to reject that. Okay, the Ramah says, L'chatkila, you try to remove everything, even things which are neither rov nor makbid. Okay, again, b'di'evet, we would allow it. You throw in the L'chatkila. Okay. Today, obviously, not too many things that are in the category of rov. Okay, we don't have usually someone who comes to a mikveh. And the problem is miyut, right? The question is makvid. So the chatchila, that's why the woman before they go to the mikveh lady checks the fingernails and the hair. And, okay, that's because even though you could argue, let her go in, like, just take a look and see, it's not coming rov over her body, let her go, right? And she's not makvid, But based on this Ramah, we try to be careful not to have anything. Even if it's neither rov nor makbid. And that's what the Ramah says. All right? Okay? So that's the story. But the previous issue, I guess I should have put the Beis Yosef before, that's that discussion in the shop and the Taz. What if she's makbid others? And maybe that goes back to Machlokes Rambam and Rashba. Good. All right. Just in terms of some details, okay? Just in terms of some details, the... I'll try and go through this part more quickly. You got to look at some of the cars and I had to, it's a lot of details, but it's in the Shulchan Aruch, so I don't want to skip over entirely, but I don't have to be in the dyke in every word here. Okay, up until now, the basic points here is to follow. That's Rov and Makbid, and we try and avoid even if it's neither Rov nor Makbid. Now, just some examples, because this is what the Shulchan Aruch now goes further to present and see the base. Eilu Dvarim, you look at Siv Beis, Ayin 39, Eilu Dvarim Shechotetzim. These are some of the things on the body that can constitute Chatzitza. So look at the background of some of those things. The Mishnah in Mikvos, Mishnah in Mikvos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, Eilu Chotetzim Ba'odom, Chutei Tzemer, Chutei Pishtan, Baratzuo Shev Rosh Yabonos, Ruda Omer, Shal Tzemer, Shal Sar, Enam Chotzim, Shamayim, Boim, Boim. But women used to wear some types of threads or things on their head. Okay, they have different things hanging on their head. Some say they're chotetz because they would take those off before bathing. Okay, on the other hand, Yehuda disagrees. He said, no, they're not so tight on the head. Well, you can keep it on. I don't know if it's a type of, net covering. Sometimes you have the old, we had like tichels that were like nets. I'm not exactly sure what the stuff was. But the point is that, you know, stuff could get through. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Mikvos. The Rosh in Hilchos Mikvos, and the back of the Simon Chaf Hei, 32, right? Chutei Pishton, lo ha-memiyat mishum she'eno makbid, mishum makbedes la-sir, b'shas chafiqo, came and leave the makbedes, chotei slolo. They want to take these things off. Right? They take them off when they do their hair, or whatever. So, therefore, the Rosh says that it's a, was removed when she would comb her hair and, you know, do up her hair, whatever they do, hairdo. Okay, so that would come off. So if it would come off, then that's called the makbid. Okay, now a related sugya appears in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos that nun zanim alaf. Mishnah b'me at the beginning of the parak. B'me isha yotze b'me en yotze. Okay, the issue there is of course carrying on Shabbos in the absence of an eruv. And you know, we have a whole discussion, what's considered clothing, what's considered carrying, right? And then that old question, without an Eruv, I mean, you know, your clothing you can wear, but where does jewelry fit in? What about something that's, you know, that's a type of, you know, the previous parak talking about an animal, okay? You know, an animal doesn't have to keep Shabbos, but the animal's not allowed to do work for the animal. What about the saddlebags? What about the things around the horn? There are all these mishnayos and sugis and Shabbos. So parak, daf nun zayin and aleph, the Mishnah says, "B'me'a isha yotze v'me'a yotze lo seitze isha lo b'chute tzemer v'lo b'chute pishna v'lo b'ritzul shemerosha." These straps or threads that they wore in the head, they should not go out wearing on the Shabbos. And below titbol v'hen ad shidrafein. And it throws in the Mishnah, aside from the Shabbos concern, shalo titbol v'hen ad shidrafein. Also, it's rafein until the loosen. Rafa, it's loose, right? Okay, so soft. So you should loosen them. Okay, so a woman should not go out on Shabbos with these loose threads and straps in her head. She should not go to the mikveh until she loosens them so that the water can get in. That's the Mishnah in Shabbos, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Rashi explains there. Explains, you should have a tachshit below masli. That's the issue with the Shabbos. Is this a tachshit? It's a decorative thing, or is it a masli? I mean, carrying. Some things are tachshit and so on. But you could have a tachshit with gozer or abona. Okay. So it's certain types of things which would certainly be considered a tachshit. So d'oraisa would not problem, but sometimes rabbanon asked it anyway. Okay, there's certain things that are mentioned are tachshitim. Okay, they're worn, not carried. That's basically there's something you wear and something you carry. Nobody says when you walk outside in the street you're carrying your tie. You're wearing your tie. Okay, you might be carrying a key, but you're wearing a tie, right? So things that are worn and not carried, so there's no d'oraisa problem for sure. But sometimes rabbanon asked it. Why? So here, Gazer Rabbanon Dilma Shalfa Machli Lachaverata Chashivuso. Sometimes we're afraid the woman's going to take it off and show it to her friends. So we're carrying, and people, I remember, raised that issue, we're wearing gloves. We're wearing gloves on Shabbos. Again, in the absence of an Eruv, we're told there's no Eruv. Woman wearing, not a woman, a man also wearing gloves, because tendency of people is when you shake hands with somebody, before Corona, people used to shake hands. So before hands, you know, you take off your glove and you shake somebody's hand. But meanwhile, you're walking, you're not carrying it, right? So that's the type of concern. And the Dilma Asa Lassir, Arba Amas, carry Arba Amas. So these are things which the Mishnah Asa, not the Raisa, carrying because it's a Tashin, but they didn't allow it. All right. So among them is Lo Bechute Tzema Pisha Tzur Shemarosha, Shekolas Bahem Sara. These things were, when Rashi learns them, they were almost like woven into the hair. Kolas Bahem Sara. Somehow they were, if I understand it correctly, but like woven into the hair. Okay. So why, and that same Mishnah says you shouldn't go out on Shabbos, concludes, below titbol b'hem mishum chatzitza, ad she'terafeim, unless you loosen them, she'tirim k'sasad, or you refuel them, and he comes to my mind, b'nei was there. Okay? So that's the Mishnah in Shabbos. So the Gemara right away asked in 35, we're learning Masechah Shabbos. Tevila man d'char shema. Why bring up Tevila? That's appropriate for Mishnah and Mikvot. Why, the Gemara wonders, on the Zayin Aleph, source 35, the Gemara wonders, why in the world so the Mishnah bring up, oh yeah, you shouldn't be told with you. Who's talking about Tvila? Tvila man the Kharshma. Ma'in, Rashi says, Ma'in and Tvila Itzilcha Shabbos. And this Mishnah is talking about Shabbos. What are you talking about Tvila for? So Amar, back to the Gemara. So Tvila man the Kharshma. Why in the world would the Mishnah bring up Shabbos? I'm sorry, Mishnah and Shabbos bring up the laws of Tagalim, like Tvila. Amrav Nachman Yitzchak, Amrav Rabuah, Ma Tam Kamar. Ma Tam lo say Tisha Lamachute, Semra Lamachute Pisham. Nesha Amru Chachaman, Bechol, Lo Titla Maman Shetrafein. On a weekday, you can't go to the mikveh those things unless you loosen up because it's too tight, prevents the water from hitting the hair. The cave and the Bechol, Lo Titla Maman Shetrafein, but Shabbos Lo Tetze, Dilma Mitzrami Lo Tvila Shal Mitzvah Vishari Lo. That's the concern. The woman will go into the mikvah on Shabbos, and while she's going there, she'll loosen the thing because she knows she not only goes to the mikvah with these things in her hair if they're tight because they'll prevent the water from reaching the hair. So therefore, she'll loosen them up on her way to the mikvah, and now it won't be anymore. And now it's more of a masa because she's not wearing it the same way anymore. That's what's going on here. Okay. Now she says 36. The shaylu materis also on Shabbos. Shal Tvila lo gozu, because I'm New York Jamaica. Tvila itself, man, we learned that. Tvila itself is not a problem because it looks like you're jumping into the water just to cool off. But therefore, it's not called Misaka. That's the Gemara in Beitza. Remember, we had that last week. Okay, anyway, that's the sugya over there in Shabbos and Zayin. Tosus, if you look at 37, Tosus says, there in Shabbos and Zayin and Aleph, Divim Asa B'meh Isha. So the Gemara explains why, Tosus begins by quoting, the Gemara explains why in the world they would bring up something to do with Tvila over here at the Shabbos, which from Dilma Samana Tvila Shal Mitzvah, and so on. Omer Ri, he says as follows, very important. He says, Omer Ri, the Hainu Dafka Bechutin She'ena Nesunin Bekleas Aseir. A Bechutin Nesun Bekleas Aseir Yotze Behem. The Behana Lekka Amizah Dimu Shari Lek, Kitzvan Matzia, Dikala Palachos Yisra Shuz Begodeles, okay, with braiding. Osvaro Hudachi Hechadish Yisra Vasiz Kliya, Hanami Yish Yisra Bestiris Kliya. The Tosis learns differently. Okay, Tosus quotes the Ri, who says that the heter to wear these things in the mikvah when they're loose, right? As long as you loosen up, it says as long as you loosen up, it's good. Right? As long as you loosen up these strings or these ribbons or whatever. The ribbons would probably be. Again, the same type of thing. We'll tell you when we put what do you call it? What is rubber bands called? Hair. I'm talking about those. Huh? Scrunchy, it's scrunchy, yeah, that's one type of thing. I'm even talking regular, when they make a ponytail, they make a regular type of rubber band, I guess. I'm talking about that. I don't know what they're called. Whatever it is, but those types of things. So the women have all these types of things in their hair often. Okay, so well, I just saw recently, I saw some man, there's a long beard, and he had, the whole beard was pulled like this, and rubber bands, you know, once in a while I see that too. Okay. Anyway, they're talking about most of the women here. So that's the issue, okay? So Tosus is trying to say that Tosus did mask by me on Nun Zan 37. Tosus is saying that if, according to the Ri, this whole heter to wear these things in the mikvah when they're loose, that's only the threads on top. But if they're braided inside, okay, then you can go out with that on Shabbos. You know why? Because you loosen them in the mikvah won't help anyway. It's also to loosen them. So you follow that's what Tosa says. The Rosh says a little more clearly. The Rosh and Shabbos there, Paragraph 7 Aleph, 38. But Ma'i Shayotz and so on and so forth. He says, Pirish Rashi Bechutin Shebekleas, so I will only hear him. Okay. He says the parakmatikal mandal the godelas is again is like braided. Chayevus mishum boner the mandal of a chayev is a shulus maker. At least it may be braiding their eyes. You know to make a, what do you call it, braided the women braid their hair, right? They now do that Shabbos, okay? To braid it. It could be a derisa, it could be the rabbanon. Okay, it's bone, or it's a kaponim, it's a shus rabbanon. Umistaber di chayecha the ike isur beklia ike is a mysterious binyan klia. Hilcha chalek and amizim and dilma shayel al isha hartzalipo b'shabbos tricha litra klia serem el yom. The woman have to do it with el yom, right? To undo that. And so therefore, we're not worried about her suddenly realizing she's going to mikveh and doing it on her way to the mikveh. We'll be also to do it. So we're not worried about it. Therefore, it's going to go out. Ella Mar Bechutin Asuna Al Saras Rosha. So that's a question exactly what the Gemara meant. The Machlokes Tosfos and the Rosh on one side versus Rashi on the other side. The Rosh says we're talking about strings that are on top, not that are interwoven. Okay, all right. Rashi says even if they're interwoven, it'll still be okay if you loosen it. But Tosfos and the Rosh are more machmir than that. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I brought all this up here, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Ches Basin, Sif Beis, 39. Elu dvarim shechotzin chutei tzem 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 chutei then it's a problem even if it's loosened, okay? Because the things are still too tight. And if there are other places in the body, you should loosen them. That's a shohara. The paskin like that. Okay, yeah, good. Again, it's not, all right. Our women don't wear these types of, again, they have ponytail. Oh, that's what they're called, ponytail holders. I don't think this is, but scrunchie is the other thing. Scrunchie is a more, a different shape, no? I don't know. Okay, but we don't have these exact types of things. But again, lemaisa, women who do have, when it's called a ponytail holder or it's called a scrunchie, whatever, those things, they do have to take those out when they're going to the mikveh. Okay? Okay, that's sugya. Related to that sugya is, in the next discussion there in Shabbos, Nun Zanim and Aleph, going over to Nun is 40. It's only a problem on the head. As opposed to where? The women used to wear, it's a little hard for us to imagine, I'll give you the background in a second. I'm sorry, the Rashi again at the next page. Women used to wear things that were tight around their neck. Okay, not for the purpose of choking themselves, but actually they wanted, it's the opposite of, beauty standards change. I think they probably change that every year, but they change regularly. Certainly from ancient times. At one time, now, I don't keep up that much with them, but I think now everyone wants to be thin, right? The models are all thin, right? At one time, having a little bit of flesh was considered more attractive, okay? Possibly also because it was a sign that you were comfortable, you had food, okay? The people with skin were thin because they didn't have what to eat, okay? It was a more sign of wealth to be heavier. Okay, so women used to wear these things around their neck so that the fold of the neck would kind of cover it, right? They would wear some type of there's something also, some jewelry now called a choker. It's not actually choking, it's like a gold or a brass thing. Women wear these things around their neck, it's called a choker, okay? You buy a wife enough present, you learn all these terms, after all the years. But anyway, so that's the issue, okay? That's the discussion. So let's look in Rashi, because we were talking now about stuff on the head. Right, again, the only reason I'm doing this is because it's in the Shulchan Aruch. As I said before, we today, based on that Ramah, they take everything off, Anyway, let's look at the Rashi in 41. We'll have to flip back and forth, 40 and 41. The Eilu Chotzi B'Adam, Mishum D'Tani Hasam, Chotzi Eilu Chotzi B'Kelim, Tani Hasam B'Tzilot, Adam Eilu Chotzi B'Adam, fine. These are certain things that are wool, it's not so tight. Okay. The cool and broad shabonas, shanin, low tamish and broad shabonas are two, but I call a chutinam. If you're fine, again, that's a simple reading. Lemute mai, why did Rav Huna say, we're talking about the Rosh? Elam mute chutinak shomit savar on the low chaitzi. If you want to argue that the only problem chatzit is when something on the head, but not on the neck, with the mai. What causes a chatzitza will also depend sometimes on the texture of the material. So the Gemara says tzemer is a chatzitza not on only the head but also on the neck. Because why? Hashta rach, wool, tzemer is wool, right? Agabe kasha. Okay, chotitz, if on your hair it's chotitz, then rach al gabi rach, then the neck is softer than the hair, so certainly be chotitz. Okay, ve'el lehuti lechutei pishtan, Okay, but I tell you about Pishtun, the same thing. Hashtag kosher, gabi kosher chotzen. Linen is kosher. Linen is hard, harsher, or tougher than wool. Okay, linen is kosher. Gabi kosher on the head. On the head it's chotzen. Then kosher gabi rachem boyim. The elam of Yosef hanatav nevuna v'shein isha chonekes as atzma. It's called a choker, but it's not going to choke herself. So, but meaning what? It's not that tight. How tight is it? Okay, I mean, it's loose around the neck. It's not quite a necklace that hangs down, but it is something around the neck. The woman's not going to choke herself. Okay, so chanika, right? Chanika. So we told the other day the old joke that we asked the coin, what do you have in mind? You say vichuneko. And I said, oh, I'm going to choke you. So that's what you have my... No, I have the going in mind when I say that. I have my enemies in mind. Okay. Anyway, but the choneka is obviously you're not going to choke yourself. All right? So Eitz Rabaya, Habonos Yotzu Chutin Sheba Oznein, Havaloba Chabokin Sheba Tzarein. But the question is, so therefore around the neck is okay. That's why, who was it? That's why Rav Huna said the only problem is on the head, not on the neck. Right? Because the neck, it's not that tight. Because you don't want to choke yourself. In the head, you can put it tighter. But the neck, it's not that tight because you don't want to choke yourself. So, fine. But Abaye asked 1 second. But it says, Avaloh Chabokin. Chabokin is also some type of a string or straps and so on that were worn. You know, you have sometimes if you have an outfit, think of a sweatshirt. You pull the strings, to tighten it, the tightens it. So that's what's going on over here. So that's a problem. What's the problem? So Rabino Hacha be katla skin. Katla is a type of a bib. Okay, katla is a bib. These are yes, chonekas and tzatzma. The nichalei shetira kebalas bosa. She wants to be seen. Imagine that today. She wants to be seen as being a little bit heavy. Okay, again, that's not so common. Maybe it isn't out today. It's more common. I don't know. But anyway, it was a beauty standard back then. Okay? Look in the Rashi on top of the Zion Vase. It's next to us, 42. Okay? The Katla Skina Beger Choshev Lissos B'Tzavrachim. The picture, ever see these? You see these scenes from the Revolutionary War time, whatever. The women used to have these, a dress, and had around their neck this white thing like that, like the Amish, I think, or whatever, still today, maybe, I don't know, I'm talking about, you've seen these, they have a dress, they have almost like a bib around, it was considered fashionable, okay, even in relatively modern times, okay, but that's called a katla. Beged choshev lislos b'tzavara keneged libo. She wore it like on the top of her dress, something I don't know what you even call it today, it's not an apron on the bottom part of the body, but on the upper part, right under her neck, she would have one of these, with a design on it, or anyway, so, and also, so nothing gets a little slobbered over, a bib, it's not a baby. Shaloipo mashia chalas avagadera, she said. V'yesho mokom shenatsim ke'en she'ozal, and it's got loops, and so on, to tighten it. Anyway, she wants, as Rashi says at the end there, 42, the teroa kebalas bosom. She wanted to look like she's a little heavy. Her neck is heavy, so that was fashionable in those days. So anyway, with all this background, looking at Shohar, okay, these are cases I said I'm only mentioning because in the Shohar, Siv Beis continues. Okay, the regular type of strings are not a problem. That's not a chatzitza because they don't. They're not going to choke herself. But avakatlo, she ritzua chalka v'rachava shekorechas and sarah chotzetzet neshechonechetz atzum mechozet. She ties that tight, not too tight. You can't breathe, obviously, but tight. Kadesh sheyeh b'sara bole the tira balance. Once she ties it enough that the skin and the folds in the neck. If you have something against your neck, you tie it. Again, she's not going to choke herself, but she'll put it on so that the skin folds over. Teroa balas bosa. She'll look like a balas bosa. Okay? We talk to her too, a chalka, but a chalka, and a mazita, but it's not going to hurt her. Anyway, bottom line, just to summarize, okay? So, chutin bisaros rosho, bottom line, is a chatzitza, okay? Is a chatzitza. And the rest of the goof, the rest of the body, it is a chatzitza. But by her neck, it's not a chatzitza except for a katola, the katola, this type of bit. Okay? That's what comes out from there. I want to just go through and finish up these cases. It's okay. All right? So that's the din. They're not chotzitza neck because they're not tied that tightly, but, if the point was to make them look fatter, like this bib, so then it was tied a little tighter. So then, about the Piskei Tshuva has a related issue. Okay, it's Hilchot Gimel. I just printed in 44. He said the name of the Tshuva is Pnei Aryeh. She nishal al isha she noseis sfug b'ozna. She has some sort of cotton, something on her ear. Lishov hazuma. Okay, she forgot to take out. She had like a cotton, you know, some sort of absorbent item in her ear. She forgot to take it out. And suggested she should go to the Tavil again without a bracha. You know, that's the piece that Chuba mentioned over here. Okay, like a sponge or some type of thing. So she should go back to the mikveh without a bracha. That's the question. How loose? It's put over here because it's not so tight. Right? It's not that tight. Probably water did get in. You know, you don't insert it so tight. It's just in the outer part of the ear. Okay. The next thing is also talking about a type of net. I don't really know exactly what they look like. You have to look, and you have the one Shabbos there, right? So the Anun Zanam Aleph, 45. The Gemara says, "Bavin Erev Kanami Rav Tichi Chalilta," some type of a chain, type of thing, okay, or net, I guess, which is woven. It's a mesh type of garment, right? So the Gemara says. 45. Shabbos and Zaman Al Bamir Kamarav Tichi Khalutamai. I'm like Ari Kamrat. If you're talking about what's woven, Kosha Ariglo Gozo. Okay. Rashi says the defining Tichi Khaluta 46, Shar Shiroz Shahutin Khalulos Vagulos. Like a necklace of some sort with different types of strings and shape and so on. So if it was woven, it's not a problem. Okay. Now when the Gemara says Mahu. Look at the second Rashi in 46. Ma'u l'klov and sara l'otzeis b'Shabbos. Can you wear that on Shabbos? She'einu cholamos l'dochan al ser b'chazaka. You can't tighten it. You just can't because it's net. Even if you pull it tight, but there's openings, right? It's like a chain. What do you call it? This is called chain mail or something like that. The knights used to wear these chain mail. I think also in fashion, they have these types of chain type of tops or whatever. So that's the problem. The point is you can't tighten it too much because there's space. So that's the question. So that's what I said. Remember the rule. If it's a chatzitza, then you can't go out wearing that thing on Shabbos because you're afraid you might loosen it, right? So is it a chatzitza? Shall it take on Shabbos? From Xeris Tvilas Mitzvah, a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, Oreg, if it's woven, it's not a problem. Rashi calls you Arglo Gozer, let's say Smoke Shabbos, you look at Tita, lo Chayat, the lo Motzi, la Duke Shapir. You can't tighten it if it's woven. Okay? So, Itmar Nami, back to the Gemara, Amar of Hunab Reda of Yehushua, calls you Arglo Gozer. The Ikadami, Amar of Hunab Reda of Yehushua, Chazina Lach Vosi, my sisters, Huna had sisters, so I said, I saw my sisters, lo Captain alive. Okay, they were not makbid to remove me, not makbid to remove them before they bathed. In general, okay, they were not makbid. Okay, look in Rashi. Lachvusa de lo kapten alai litlo and miroshim kishin rochtos bechamin. Alma aile b'maya shapir. Apparently the water gets in. Otherwise, you know, when you bathe, you want to get clean. So you wouldn't wear something. But they would have this type of covering or necklace, whatever. I mean, today, sometimes women in the shower, they wear a necklace or whatever. They wear something. So this is here, they're not makbid. Okay, maika ben hachlishna, ha'im ben hachlishna. Well, what's the difference? The Rishon Rishon or Rav Huna said anything woven is not a problem. Rishon Basra, he said, my sisters weren't makbid when the issue seems to be an issue of makbid. So what's the difference? See, Mara says, no, Ika Benau, the Tanifa, okay, if it got dirty, it got gook on it, okay, Rashi says, Shenitnefu hara p'tichei p'tit, you know, some junk on it. L'hach, there's no culture, Argo Gozo, Ananami Orog. Okay, you can wear it even if it's dirty because the water will get in. The issue was being makbid, kevin alifa, makbid kapti alive. Okay, that's the Gemara and Shabbos Nun Zayin. Okay, the next Rashi is important. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Hanami Orogu, just a moment, I'll show one line from that Rashi. Yeah, Rashi has two different Lashonas here. Okay, just a moment. So Rashi says again, look at Rashi, Hanami Oracle. The Hodder Kamalog starts on the bottom of the page. Last Rashi in 46. Nun Zion Ahmed Aleph in Shabbat. Hanami Argu. Ha kama lo gozu klal. Let's say the high list of kapti mashri kapti lenot the roshim kshenrochtos also to mishav. Afagav the reduki lo chayti. Even though the point, even though it would not be a chatzitza, because the bottom line is the water gets through. But if they're makbid, it's got to come off anyway. Okay. The hilcha hani kevin the mitamfi makbid kapton shaluyos beroshim mishav riyosim. Neshamayim emachin esatita malachu besorin maliyosim netvila. Okay, it gets them dirty. You know, the cook over it, so the water will loosen and they get it all over their body. The afagav the chatzitza lo havi. Even though it's not a chatzitza, you hear what he's saying? The Isle of Bamaya, me who came in the Shakla Mishmutino, also is there, but also lots of money. Well, it's a Kamal Gozer, I'll be the Chayat Tatvila. You know, the question is the issue Chatzitza, the issue is, you know, the Kpeda. And then he says, Rabbo Sai Meforshim, Hach Kpeda and Chatzitza, could the Kamal Rubo Makro, Hach Kpeda, Lenin Chatzitza. No, the Kpeda is that it's considered a Chatzitza. Rashi doesn't like that. Okay, so he keep that in the back of the head. The Riven, it turns out there's actually Machol Gushonim. Because the Rive and the Balei Nefesh, I'll move to finish up. I just want to finish these records. Okay. The Balei Nefesh and Shara Tzilas and the Gimel writes, Hani Tichi, these things, he bottom line, the Rive says it is a Chatzitza. Okay. It is a Chatzitza. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, not in Hilchos, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yates, Halacha Tes, in 48, the Rambam says that water, you know, Yotze Isha, water, if the water gets in, okay, there were not words to take it off. All right, and therefore, kolshu argil tzabal rosho. So the Beis Yosef learns that basically the Rambam is saying like the other parish in Rashi. Okay, because the Rambam says that if the water gets in when she's tovelas, we're not worried that she's going to take them off. Right? Why should she? The water gets in anyway. So now, what the Beis Yosef notes in our siman Kuf Tzarechetz here in Os Gimel is the Rambam doesn't say Rambam only mentions the Nechel Shabbos. Perek Yates, Halacha Tes, 48. Ram does not mention it here. Okay? So he suggests that according to the Rambam, it's only a Shabbos problem. There's only a Shabbos issue. It's not a mikveh issue, which is really like the first day in Rashi. Right? That Rashi back in Source 46, the Ramas Hanami Oraku. Because this discussion is about going out on Shabbos, right? So the one concern was she shouldn't go out with it on Shabbos, even though it's not a chatzitza. Now, if it's not a chatzitza, then it's not a mikvah problem. Okay, it's not a chatzitza. There, the concern was, you know, she's mocked with it. It's going to get dirty, so she won't want to go out. You know, but it's not a halachic mikvah problem. You follow? That was the second. The Rabosai Mefarshim. That the kepeda is because of chatzitza, which does make it a mikra problem. You follow that's Rabbi's Rabboso Shorashi. So the Beis Yosef simply points out that the Rambam seems to learn like the first Rashi. Okay. The Rambam seems to learn like that the first sheet in Rashi, that it's not a, because the Rambam doesn't mention this in Hilchos Mikvos. It only mentions in Hilchos Shabbos this type of the type of covering. So because the answer is clearly it must hold it's not a chatzitza. It may be a problem on Shabbos for other reasons. Okay, they shouldn't go out with it on Shabbos, but we're not worried. Again, we're not worried it's going to take them off. But since he doesn't mention this in Hilchos Mikvos, he must hold like Rashi. It's only a Shabbos issue, so therefore there's no problem with these things because of chatzitza, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch indeed paskins in Siv Gimel 50 indeed paskins in chutim ha'elu chalulin. Their holes are open like a net or a thing. Asuyin ma'aser reshes like a net or a mesh einam chotzitzim. Okay. So there you go. That's he says that there might be a problem with Shabbos for other reasons, but ain't a chotetim. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Shach points out it's a cut in the hay. Okay, just a second. Yeah, it's not a chatzitza. All right. But it is a mashu that's only if it's like a netting, it's not a chatzitza. But if it's not a netting, then it would be chotetim because, again, the water wouldn't be able to get in. The Shach says the problem is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make a distinction in Hilchos Shabbos. Tzatz Kosha, the Baruch Haim Rishim Shin Gimel, Kosa Stam, Ime Maisa Ariga Mutter. Okay? And it doesn't make a difference how the holes are. Here, the, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's a Maisa Reshes or it's not, any type of woven thing. Woven is not as tight. So that's a question. So that the shach raises this stira, a little bit of a stira. Our Shulchan Aruch is mashma only if it's like a net type of material and not just tam woven, right? So that's a question. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, by the same thing, the Magen Avraham points out this. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Gimel Sif Aleph simply says in Ma'is Ariga Mutar She'ein Tzarich La'Asir Mishas Tvila. Siman Shin Gimel Sif Aleph. Right? Lo Seitz Aisha Bechutei Tzemer. That's Shabbos. We have clues b'ser mutter. We saw that already. We have ma'isa ariga mutter. It doesn't say only if it's a netting, net type of material, any type of woven thing. They say tzarach asir b'shas tefila. That's the problem. One of Rome points out in Kotan Dalet. Tzarachim yordes in kut tzariches in gimel. Sosan kadas arav dafkin chalulim in tzarach asir. They raise another question. All right, Yesh Li Yashiv, okay, the Prima Godim, the Yesh Avram there, it's called Dalad, says maybe it's talking about L'chadchila B'dievet, L'chadchila Taki, you shouldn't, but B'dievet it's good. Okay, so there are Terutzim to this, but it's still interesting Stira. Finally, I'll finish with this, okay. Just a moment. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. I want to do it quickly. Then I make it clear. Look at over here. If you're with me about this, the difference between Ariga and Reshus. Okay. The Ravid says it is a chatzitza. Okay. Even if it's based on that Gemara, because the Gemara made a statement kolsho orgo gozru. Okay. But remember, there are two presentations. I'm saying again, the two presentations of Rahuna. I'm going to have to quickly, but look it over again. He just said the sisters weren't makbid. But the first opinion was that anything which was ariga is not logozo. So, and then the chilik was, is this a Shabbos? Basically, it boils down to what Rashi says, is it a Shabbos problem or is it a mikveh problem? But the rabbi is makbid, it's a chatzitza problem. Okay, like the Rabosa Sharashi, who said that it's a chatzitza and Shabbos problem, as well as a Shabbos. I mean, it's a chatzitza and mikveh problem, as well as a Shabbos problem. And that's how Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin here, because he only allows reshes and not any type of ma'aser ariga. Okay? And that's what the Beis Yosef points out. The Rambam only mentions the Hilchos Shabbos, seems to hold like the other Sheet in Rashi, that it's not like that. So, and in the Hilchos Shabbos, it doesn't make the distinction. I'm going to run notes in as well. Okay, that's the sukkah. Finally, the last thing, the tour. Here in Sukkot, Chayes 55. Behold, the chutei tzemer pishon chotzin davka shemaisa gedil shemudokim arugim refuim enam chotzin uvad shelo muzhavim loy butunafin. He mentioned that point. You know, it shouldn't be dirty and so on. And that's the Beis Yosef says that's the question of the Machlokes Rashi and the Rabosos Rashi. Okay, he sounds like he's a whole like Rabosos Rashi that it is a mikveh problem. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins are looking at 57. It's in Talmud. Chutei seir enam tzachotzim, but the Ramah says you have mezuchovas chotzim. The Marpedetam shalot to tamfein. Right, if they got the fancy, the gold, they don't want to get them ruined. The chaynim have mitunof and tchila. Marpedetam shalot to lachak b'ramayim bechotzim. All right. So let's just look to finish up. The Aruch Shulchan says at the end. To summarize it, I'm sorry for going a little over. I just want to finish this. Ha'ovnav ikir din zeh tamo. Mayin zeh lechatzitza. What's this got to do with chatzitza? That's what he's bothered by, right? Lo amru zerachin shalot takes every Shabbos. The Gemara that was on to about Shabbos. The Dilma tachet lipo lihibak peres lasir v'natino. Right? But that's what he says. That's the Machlokes Rashi and the basis of Rosh Hashanah. Chayim kir shalosh v'zeh tam shal Rambam. And the Beis Yosef, you know, points out there's only help with Shabbos. Again, he has a good summary of everything. Okay? And the Ramah, Rabbein Ramah, choshol adas Rabosa shal Rashi. Okay? They help like the Rabosa shal Rashi. So that's the machlokas over here. All right. Again, I don't want to spend that much time on each one of these different types of garments. We don't have those type of garments thing, but in the Shulchan Aruch, I just wanted to see where the discussion comes from. Okay. All right. We'll stop over here. I'm sorry, I'm going a little over.